Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, what a week it has been. Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We are at the Casket Flagon, sneaking up on opening day, or the home opener, I should say, for the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. We're at the Casket. It is presented by Coors Light. Choose chill.
It is busy.
Oh, yeah.
It's picking up in here. I see nothing but a sea of Coors out there.
Coors.
And so that's people getting ready for the game.
It's Sox jerseys.
Yes.
You've been keeping a tally of those Sox jerseys.
Oh, yeah. I got updated, but
some
yes.
Some good, some bad. But yeah. Jerseys nonetheless.
Verdugo the worst.
Let's start this week in review, Jones, with how we started our week, and that was the end of the Jones and Keefe bracket.
Yes.
We set out to determine the very best sports uniform of all time. And you guys out there kind of ruined it, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, we're getting thumbs downs here from apparently they didn't like the results of the bracket.
No,
like, you guys did this. We did
this. We have a couple of things on this. First, in a little bit of a silent protest, I tried wearing a better jersey on Monday, and – much to my chagrin, the jersey, which I wore a month ago fine, suddenly doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah.
Keith, in silent protest, in his Damon Stoudemire uniform, which does pop.
I don't know if did the jersey shrink or have I gotten fat? This is kind of tight now all of a sudden.
You have this issue a month ago?
No.
Were you wearing a t-shirt under it before?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, probably.
You weren't just going guns out?
I
don't recall.
Pipes, I don't think.
Okay.
Now, this is concerning to me. This is... a jersey that is a tighter snug.
Yeah.
All it's been is in my trunk since I wore it a month ago.
Well, the cold.
Too many IPAs.
I'm sure it contracted in the cold. Out in the trunk of your car.
I need a real look in the mirror here. This is not good. This looks like it feels like it's painted on at this
point.
It's tighter.
It looks snugger than I remember.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Filling out the jersey.
I popped on that Reds jersey the day we had those, and that was tighter than I wanted to see it.
Hoss of the Week nominee right here. I thought this had a little bit extra room on it. It has less room.
Yeah. Let's throw Keith in. So it's Newcomb and Keith right now as our Hoss of the Week nominees.
That's not bad.
Yeah. No,
it's Monday.
We're not handing out any trophies yet.
Garrett Crochet, update on that, did win Haas of the Week third time.
Yeah.
First three-time winner
of the Jones and Keefe Haas of the Week. We might need to rename the award after him, yeah.
Although, I tell you, it wasn't all bad because I got a message on Instagram, at RichKeefWEI, from a listener.
Awaken 180. Oh.
No.
Okay.
No.
Got it.
No. That's probably already in the inbox.
Yeah.
No, they sent me a thing saying they were having a really, really bad day, and then they heard me having a hard time getting into my jersey, and it turned everything around. Had a much better day.
Your misfortune.
Yeah. That happens a lot. That's fine.
Nice.
So I'll take that. So it was at least small win.
Yeah.
Small win. All right. That was Monday. On Tuesday, we found out who you thought has the best uniform in the history of sports. And maybe the result was surprising, but what happened all around it was the most surprising.
This was up to the people. We tried to influence the vote as much as we could. We did not see this coming, though. We have the Hartford Whalers, the official winner of the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket, coming out of the hockey region, top seed with a bullet.
Yeah.
Out of the hockey region.
Very impressive run.
Many people somehow thought we didn't even include them. Turns out they won the whole thing. They beat out Pat Patriot and the Patriots red uniforms 72-28, 71-5 to 28-5.
Whooped him at the end.
Now, last I saw, Keith, this vote was about 1,000 votes less and swung the other way, 70-30 in favor of the Patriots. So
the final 2 hours, the votes more than doubled.
Some sort of hijinks have gone down in the last hour or so in the Jones and Keith March Madness uniform.
What happened? Ron Francis' family got a hold of this
thing? I don't know.
I don't know. The people of Hartford took over?
I don't know. I'm kind of happy a Boston team didn't win at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I'm kind of happy about
it. A defunct team won.
I don't care that it was a bad actor.
Yeah.
Or a bot farm.
True.
I don't care. I don't care whatever it was.
I would just like to know what it is.
Me too.
I'm not broken up about it. I'm just curious, what happened?
I think this goes down now. This will be a little bit of Jones and Keefe trivia. This will be the first unsolved mystery.
Yeah.
The first show unsolved mystery. Because we don't know.
We
still it's don't not
know.
Like... You know, we talked about before, you know, we had that Philadelphia Eagles writer on, and we were talking about A.J. Brown, and then all of a sudden he gets caught up in this vortex of crazy Eagle fans.
Right.
And then whatever.
But
like
you,
that,
can trace,
that
you can trace that back to, like, one person on social media who
retweets
amplified
it. Like, bang, 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 bang. This was nothing. This was, like, the normal stuff. Show account put it out. Station account, you and me kind of retweeted it, and then we go from there. And that's how they all went. And it had the most votes out of all of them, and it had a like dramatic swing. A dramatic swing at the end. Because this is the other thing with Twitter polls is usually after the first 2 hours, even if the poll is still up for another 22 hours,
yeah,
that result is usually pretty locked in, especially if it's like a 70-30 gap.
Borderline ironclad.
I don't even have a theory as to what happened. It's very bizarre. Like, good congrats to the Hartford Whalers, but very strange.
Well, I'll stand by what I said. I was happy all along. We're like, the Boston teams are just going to win.
Oh, they're rolling.
It's a New England team, but I'm kind of happy with where it finished, I guess. But, yeah, someday we'll get an answer or
maybe we won't.
Maybe we'll never get
that's why they're unsolved mysteries.
It's true. It's like Malcolm Butler getting benched in the Super Bowl. We're never going to know.
Do you remember when Netflix rebooted Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah.
And so they were so used to
I watched
to
one.
Have,
there was a local one, right? I watched one.
People were up in arms. Like, there's no answer at the end. They're like, right.
Yeah, it's unsolved mysteries.
Because Netflix had a series of, like, here's the start, here's the middle, here's the end.
Yeah.
And then they put unsolved. People lost their minds. The guy's still out
Look,
there?
I got news for you. If you haven't watched Sopranos yet, you're in for quite a ride at the end. Yeah, don't even do it.
Don't do that. All right, lastly, Jones, we have started our draft preview every day around 10:45. We're looking at a new position. Of course, outside of Mock Draft Monday, that's sort of got its own thing
going
on.
Yeah, it's its own day, yeah.
But right off the rip, we're talking wide receivers, and we already have ourselves a good old-fashioned disagreement.
I've said before, I planted my flag on this guy a while ago. I like Luther Burden III out of Missouri, who gets comped to Garrett Wilson here. So that would be my guy, my favorite receiver out of these top five. His numbers dropped off a lot last year at Missouri. The offense fell apart. The year prior, he had 1,200-plus yards when they had a good NFL-caliber offense around him. And I think he's the most explosive after the catch. He's a decent frame. He's not big, to your point, but he's bigger than someone like Matthew Golden. So I think he kind of checks a lot of boxes and is probably the most technical out of the five receivers. Who don't you like, Keith?
Believe it or not, I don't really like Luther Burden. I think Luther Burden.
How
yeah,
dare
think,
you?
So the drop off is staggering. So I understand guys can have better sophomore years than junior years, and or better junior years than senior years, as did Drake May, as did Josh Allen. But his production was cut in half. Like, he wasn't the same thing. I also wonder. It's not that I don't like him as much. I just don't want him in the first round, which is where he's gonna go.
There you go. And a little gimmicky. He's a little gimmicky.
Yeah, well, Burden.
Burden is.
Oh, I thought you meant the disagreement.
You?
No, I thought you meant the disagreement was a little gimmicky.
No.
Inside
that's
radio.
Pretty cut and dry.
Yeah,
pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, no, he can be, if he doesn't work out, he's a gadget player, and
that's not
a full-time receiver. That wouldn't be worth a first-round pick.
Right.
So some good, healthy disagreement there.
Tune in to find out.
In the Jones and Keefe draft preview series. If you're looking for them, they're on the Odyssey app. They're up on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. We have already covered wide receiver, offensive line. We did running back earlier today. It'll be a mock draft Monday, and then we'll start getting into
tight ends, quarterbacks, etc. next week.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.